Give it up for Joe from Gojira.
What's up, guys? Thanks for coming.
What's
up? Appreciate you.
Yeah. This is Joe from Gojira. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey. Nice to be back in Washington.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I didn't realize we're in the capital. Are we in Washington? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Washington State.
Yes, it's good to be back, yeah.
Hey, well, thanks for coming, man. And look, we're just going to get it out of the way. Have you seen the new Godzilla movie yet?
I haven't.
You haven't yet?
I haven't, yeah.
That's your namesake.
All right.
No, cool. I got to see you.
Question asked. Question answered. Moving on.
All right. So you have not seen... Being that your band name is Gojira, we had to ask, but we got to ask, what are a few of your favorite movies? Like, you're on the bus, and you're a go-to DVD or on-demand. You're like, I want to watch a movie. What are some of your favorite movies of all time?
I always forget. And when I see one of my favorite movies, I'm like, that's my favorite movie right there. But right now, I just... damn it. I was taking a nap, and my brain is all scrambled, so...
That's my favorite movie.
That's my favorite movie.
My brain movies.
No, I like the movie Billy Elliot.
Billy Elliot?
Yeah. All right. It's about a kid who wants to dance, yes. And he's... You get support from his dad, who's first. The dad is so against it, and then he gets his dad's support. And it's a beautiful movie. I love this movie.
It's kind of a metaphor for like playing music too, especially if you're like in a heavy band as a kid. A lot of us, maybe feel free to expand on this. But when I was a kid, my parents were super supportive of me being into heavy music. Were your parents like cool with you being into metal or punk or like whatever you were into when you were young?
Yeah. We had their support. At least my dad didn't stop us from doing that. You know, he wasn't sure where it was going, but he was an artist. He was a painter, so he didn't have he couldn't tell us to not do that. But my mom was like our biggest cheerleader. She was like, yeah,
which
listening to all
the
demos and she knew about Cannibal Corpse and all that.
What? Wow,
yo, your mom rules. Your mom rules. Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, being that we're in the Northwest here, what's your favorite Northwest band of all time? Whether it's Seattle or Eastern Washington, what's your favorite Northwest-based band of all time?
Well, I gotta say Nirvana.
Yeah, you know? Nirvana. Give it up for Nirvana.
Nirvana. You know, like it's not original, but it's
It's a classic, man.
Such a big thing, you know.
Absolutely, man. Was that what were some of your favorite bands growing up, dude?
Metallica. Morbid Angel, Death, Cannibal Corpse.
The real stuff.
A lot of death metal, yeah. Pantera, I love Pantera. Nirvana was one of my favorite bands too. Pretty eclectic, but I had a big death metal.
So you did have a cool mom. Yeah. She, listening to that coming out of your bedroom. Yeah. Hey, so one of the questions we always like to ask, with your own money, what's the first album, LP, vinyl, cassette tape, CD that you bought? Like with your own money instead of like having somebody give it to you. Or if you can remember, what was your first self-purchase? Well,
there was a lot of cassette trading with my friends in high school and my cousins and stuff. But maybe it was Ride the Lightning, even though the first time I heard Ride the Lightning, yes. That's right.
35 years ago this past
35
weekend.
Years ago.
Happy 35th
weekend.
Anniversary Ride to Ride the Lightning.
Right.
And you guys got to tour with Metallica a couple times, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So awesome.
Yeah, incredible. It was unreal, really unreal. Like, first time I listened to Ride the Lightning was on a cassette, of course. And
how old were you?
After that cassette died, I was 14. Yeah. After that cassette completely died or broke or something, I had to buy the album, so that's why.
Yeah. You keep purchasing. So, all right, if you're just walking in, we're talking to Joe from Gojira. They're going to be playing today here at Pain in the Grass. So give it up for Joe. Make sure, I know everyone's eating now, but we got to make sure to go watch Gojira when they hit the stage. But pretend that we've had a few beverages. We've imbibed a little bit. If we were to all go to karaoke and you had to choose a song, you have to choose a song. What is your go-to? What's the karaoke jam for you, dude?
I'm not much of a karaoke dude.
But you gotta choose one,
I gotta
man.
Choose one, huh?
I know you got the pipes, man.
Like a virgin?
Like a
virgin. There you go, like your virgin. Okay, yeah, I'll do that, no problem.
Nice, all right, dude.
But right that'll on. Be on the next EP.
Gojira cover.
Thanks for the help, man. Hey,
so when we come here every year, and maybe not back here because this is 21 and up, but out there, we always meet a lot of like younger music fans, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids that are going to either be seeing you for the first time or are huge fans. If you had a piece of advice to a younger musician, something that took you maybe some mistakes or some failures to learn that maybe they could skip, what's a piece of advice you'd give to like a young kid on the way up, whether it be playing punk or metal or hard, anything heavy? What do you think?
It's I would say be yourself, you know? When you write a song, first of all, and then on stage, it's very important. And I'm still trying to be completely myself on stage, to not try to respond to what people expect or to behave like another artist that I admire, for example. I think it's the most powerful thing you can do is to be completely yourself. And if you're only half yourself, you could be completely ridiculous because you're trying to be yourself, but at the same time, you're trying to be cool. If you drop the trying to be cool part and you're just completely yourself, I think you can't fail. I think we all have something unique to share with the world. And if you can connect with that and be completely yourself, no matter how you look like or what your accent is or where you come from or the color of your skin or whatever it is, if you're completely, completely yourself, if you can reach that, there's something I'm trying to reach myself, and I'm reminding myself. Whenever I'm having a bad show, for example, and I feel like people are judging me or whatever, I try to think it doesn't matter. Just be yourself.
So after all this time, though, because it's still a journey, you know, you're always going to be able to get better.
Still a journey. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So we put it up on Facebook and Instagram and all of our social media that we're going to be interviewing Gojira. And one person asked, they want to know if any band out there, whether it's metal, rock, classical artist, anything, if there's one artist you could tour with, what would be a dream artist that you haven't toured with yet?
Anyone. Of any type.
Well, there's a lot of non-metal artists that I really like and respect, but if it had to be for a tour, I would say Tool, probably, because we never did a proper tour with Tool, and
that would be cool.
I love them. They're absolutely mind-blowing. Meshuggah would be another one. We did a bunch of shows with Meshuggah, and we're friends with these guys and stuff, but for some reason we never managed to do a proper tour with them, so that would be another band that I would like to tour with, for sure.
Right on. You excited for that new album?
Yeah.
That new Tool album? You excited for that? The wait is almost over.
I'm super excited, of course. Yeah.
Who else is excited for the new Tool record? Hell yeah, we are.
I knew it. All right, so hey, one of our favorite questions to ask every person we talk to is pick a scar on your body and show it to us if you can without having to take off, you know, too much. Yeah, that's what Nuriel did.
We've almost had two exposures.
I got bit by a snake. No, I'm just kidding. No, I have one right here. I don't need to take my clothes off. It's right here.
It's right on the lip. We face. See it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's kind of cutting the mustache off a little bit.
Yeah, the facial hair doesn't grow in that part anymore.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's like...
I hear
you. Oh, you have one too.
I got one right
here. You go.
Yeah.
So mustache, half mustache buddies. Yeah, I hear you.
Exactly.
So what happened?
Symbol.
You got a symbol on the face?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 19.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
Was that one of those long?
So I didn't you know, jump on the drum kit or anything. It was I was fixing the ceiling of our rehearsal space, and I was putting something for insulation, and I was standing on the Mario's throne, his seat, you know. And
that's
I saw
not
the
OSHA approved.
Yeah, so I pushed the drums around, and there was a cymbal on a stand, and it started to fall slowly. So I jumped off the stool, and I stepped on the thing, like the rake thing, and the whole thing came back to my face, and I had to go to the hospital.
Brutal.
Yeah.
All right, Joe Duplantier from Gojira. Final words for the Northwest, my friend?
I'm super excited to be here. The weather is perfect. Let's enjoy this beautiful day, my friends. I hope you're having a great time, everybody.
Give it up for Gojira and
Joe. Appreciate you, man. Thank you guys, too.